Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back, and we have Jim Dale here. Jim, you have lots of updates on what's going on with Carrot Bars and Carrot Bank. What's the latest?
Interesting. So, Carrot Bank Coin is now listed on two exchanges. One is Coinbee.net, and the other is Yobit.net. Yobit
can you spell, Coinbee,
C-O-I-N, Coinbee, B-E.net.
Yeah. Coinbee.net.
And Yobit's just like it sounds like, yo, bit. It's Yobit.net.
Yobit.net.
Yeah.
Yobit. Yobit.net. Oops.
Yo, just think Bitcoin.
So checking your browser before assessing Yobit. Checking the browser, okay.
Yeah, it takes a little time. So here's the thing, guys. This is what's really interesting. Yobit is a huge exchange, so that's going to give great exposure to this coin. And this morning, it's been trading between roughly about around the 1.5 cent range. Now, that might not seem like a lot, but for those that acquired it at 1 cent, that's a 50% return on their money.
Yeah. So yeah, when it stabilizes out as equivalent to 1/10 of a gram of gold, which is $8, that's a 800% increase in the value of your money.
This is the other announcement that I wanted to go. So Harold just signed a contract that they have a 25% ownership in a gold mine off an island called Bougainville Island in Papua New Guinea for 1,250 tons of gold. So if they're able, in fact, to extract that gold, I calculated it out, that would actually produce just under 1/10 of a gram of gold per coin. So they've actually got the mine to acquire the gold. Now, how long will it take to do that? I have no idea. But I crunched the numbers and I said, I wonder how much gold this will produce. And it came out to just shy of 1/10 of a gram of gold per actual coin.
Yeah. Now, the two largest gold mines in the world, I actually took care of employees working at the Williams Mine in southern British Columbia years ago in the 1970s. That's the second largest. The largest is in Alaska. It's a relatively new mine. It takes a long time to actually develop a mine. But actually, the main bottleneck is the LBMA certification, the London Bullion Market. And Lord Evil, I call him Evil, so Evil in Rothschild, at his morning tea, GMT, Greenwich Mean Time, while he's sipping tea and crumpets, he's determining the price of gold, believe it or not. So the British have got their hands and their paws and everything, including the United Nations. As you mentioned earlier before the show, the British actually are, in a sense, through their proxies and the intel agencies like Five Eyes. Look at Mr. Christopher Non-Steel. I call him not the man of steel. This is standard operational procedure. It's not an anomaly. The British have been running our government for at least 100 years now, from the start of the Federal Reserve System, through the proxy of the Vatican and their connections. But they've been running not only America, but the world pretty well for a long time. That's why it's the British version of the world. People don't understand that, do they?
No, it's really interesting. And if you want to do some real interesting digging on this, there's a group out there I recommend called American Intelligence Media. And they've been doing a lot of research on what's known as the Senior Executive Service. And they say, they give some hard evidence as to why the Senior Executive Service is actually the shadow government. They explain why it is. And it's kind of hidden out and open, hidden out in plain view, if you will.
Yeah. Are you talking to people like Thomas Pyne from the American Intelligence Media, Thomas Pyne?
Thomas Paine. Yeah, that's their stage name, Thomas Paine and Betsy Ross.
Yeah.
But he's got an intelligence background, very interesting guy. I find their stuff fascinating, and they talk about extensively in one of their last shows about how the British Crown is definitely running the show in America, and they give some hard evidence. I mean, these guys, what I like about them is they give you good hard evidence. They don't just tell you opinions.
At the same time, they have a socialist government that controls the cost of health care and kills people by denying care, the same way as in any socialist country like Canada, New Zealand, Australia. But you hear about the little story about the little boy Alfie that's given care offered elsewhere, including Italy, where the Pope, even, as much as you don't necessarily like everything he does, I have to applaud him for this, offering not only health care to the little boy, but citizenship. And the British, the damn British, won't let the parents take him out of the country. Because they don't want a flood of parents saying, hey, we don't like your health care, you're killing our babies, we're going to take them to other countries, they're going to try experimental and stem cell and other treatments to try to help regenerate the little fellow. And guess what? They probably will. The guy, they cut off his assisted respirations, and he's still breathing. Well, the same thing goes with the economy. Did you hear about Bernie Sanderclaus? That's his new name, by the way. Sanderclaus. And he's now going to put a 10% tax, probably VAT, to give everybody $1,000 and guarantee a $15 job and give everybody in the country a federal government job. Now, imagine the bureaucracy, how big it would be if everybody that can't or doesn't want to work would automatically have a job doing something, even if it's useless or doesn't contribute to the economy or growth of food or technology or anything, gets a job and just gets a check. You know, it's like the old Russian saying, the little small farms, which are like acreages around the big agricultural areas during the Russian Revolution, they said, we'll pretend to work and they pretend to pay us. You know, it's obscene. It's hard workers like us, people that save and actually do something productive, that actually make an economy. It's not lazies that sit around expecting everybody to pay for them. Now, I believe we should have VAT so we can have guaranteed health care, but the idea of turning us into a socialist country is insane. We already have too much socialism in this country. What we want to do is guarantee life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, like guaranteed health care, but this idea of a guaranteed job, right now we actually need to guarantee that people get out and actually take the training, because what I've heard is there's around 6 million jobs from micro. We don't have enough people trained to actually do them. Our problem is not right now with the economy turned around with Trump. It's not a matter of not enough jobs. It's not enough people to fill those jobs because they're not trained in the industrial and the vocational things to do it. In fact, that's one of the reasons why you couldn't set up a factory to assemble things. You can go to China and get 1,500 to 3,000 young people able to assemble something tomorrow because they put their time and money into vocational school training in China. They haven't done it here. They've treated people that go to vocational school like they're garbage. In fact, many of them will actually earn a lot more money in a vocation like plumbing or assembling electronic parts and machinery than if they ever had another job. You know, you got a master's degree in archaeology, and it's what do you want with your burger? Do you want fries or a salad? I mean, it's that crazy, isn't it?
Well, you know, the part that's crazy to me is that the very reason our economy's taken off is because Trump has started to remove the socialist shackles that have been tying our economy down. And once you do that, it takes off and hums, and like all of a sudden unemployment's low, lowest it's ever been for blacks and for Hispanics. I mean, you know, it's amazing that somebody would come out and promote a position like he does in light of facts that contradict his position. It just, you know, these guys are just so... I don't know what to call them. They avoid the obvious, and they continue to spin and continue to give people information that's just very misleading. But it blows my mind personally.
Well, I think what we have is we don't want to call people evil. Just like this guy, this evil guy that actually got in a van he rented in Toronto and killed a bunch of people. We don't want to think that our society is populated at the top level by demonically energized devils, but they are. We don't want to believe that, you know, maniacs, that socialism doesn't work like Bernie Sanders Claus, and he's got this screwed up face, I'm going to do it. I'm thinking, yeah, you know, the Robin Hood approach doesn't work. Just like the Robin Hood government. The government prints money they shouldn't print. It's not backed by assets or anything. They're robbing for your grandchildren, and then they want to enslave everybody with debt and devalue whatever you have denominated in dollars, including your pension funds and your home and your car and everything else. It's obscene. You know, if they had to run the government like we run our businesses, they'd be not only bankrupt, they would be out of business a long time ago.
Yep.
So, Bernie, you're a nut. You want to destroy America like the Soviet Union 100 years ago, and we're not going to let you. How's that? Go back to the North Pole, Bernie Sanders Claus. Welcome back to you. Some more announcements. Let's proceed. So these two, the biggest is the Yobit, and you can move different cryptocurrencies, but also these coins. And because they're trading at, if you bought them at a cent, and they've gone up to a cent and a half, you already had a 50% increase. And that's just today, the first day it's been operational. These are open to everybody in the planet. You can actually go under our NutriMedical 7 at the bottom of the NutriMedical.com page. Sign up and buy a carat bar gold. Get yourself a membership. You can transfer that through your e-wallet and then go directly over to the caratbank.io and actually purchase the coins. And you can exchange them on this exchange system, and they're actually exchanging. Literally, you can watch the exchange system live, actually operational, isn't it?
Yep. Uh-huh. Also, when they go over to CarrotBank.io, be sure that they go over to your particular link. So you want to give them that link. You don't want to just give them the general link. That includes your rep number, so I can dig that up if you don't know what it is. But
right.
Okay, somewhere. But here's the other thing, too, I wanted to make sure everybody knows. Technically, people in the U.S. and Canada were not supposed to participate in an ICO of any kind, not Carat Bank, Coin, or any other ICO. So what Harold has done is he's opened it up for all Carat Bar account holders to now participate in the special price that was offered way back in the very beginning of the ICO. So if you want to take advantage of that special price, do what Dr. Deagle just said. Go set up an account and go buy yourself cash gold, and we can get some videos and some instructions on what you got to do to get set up.
There's a video. What's the name of that video? We gave it a couple weeks ago. They can actually see how...
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it, but yeah, if you've got it on your site or somewhere, then they can go.
Yeah,
if you go
back to Carat Bars, you'll see it from about 2 weeks ago. I posted it at the top of the little caption that explains the different things, so that link is right there. And you can watch all the videos how to actually purchase not only the Carat Bars. Go down to the bottom of our NutriMedical page, you'll see a Carat Bar link on the left. It says, you know, KP Vision, Carat Bars Vision. And then purchase the Carat Bars, then open your e-wallet in your back office. Transfer that into your e-wallet, and then when you go over to caratbank.io, you can purchase the coins and go to these exchanges and go to Yobit or you can actually start exchanging these immediately. And what's neat to me is that coinbee.net, which is, I think, Polish, and the Yobit,
right,
which is the biggest one in the world. This is amazing. And you can actually see the thing changing literally minute to minute, the actual exchange here. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yep, Yobit is actually in the top 10 exchanges in the world, so it's a big one. It's not the biggest, but it is definitely a big one. The other thing that I wanted to pass on to everybody so that they're aware of it is anybody that that was able to acquire the ICO prior to it going as a coin, which it is now out on the two exchanges that we mentioned, if you hold on to your coins until December 24th and don't trade them, they're going to reward you for that, and they're going to actually give you another 35% token bonus on the amounts that you don't trade.
What date is that again?
December 24th, the day before Christmas.
So, in other words, if you hold on your coins, actually, they without trading them or exchanging them, you're going to get another 35% of coins. By the way, they bought this giant gold mine that already can deliver enough gold to actually make each of these coins worth 1/10 of a gram of gold, which means they're going to go from 1 or 2 cents, depending on what you purchased, up to $8 value if that gold stays stable. I think gold's going to increase. I'll tell you, worldwide currencies are collapsing. It doesn't matter if you're talking about one of the discussion points that they didn't discuss between Macron and Donald Trump is the collapse of the regular, we call Fed Reserve type currencies. The collapse of the world currency market, like what happened 2.5 years ago in Russia with the ruble, is happening already with the yuan. They're talking about purposely devaluing it so they continue to dump product into the American marketplace. That's predatory currency manipulation. And the Chinese it's the end of the road now with Trump. Trump is a master of this financial stuff. And he's going to crunch them bad. I mean, if they think that, if they're trying to say, oh, don't dare have a trade war, yes, have a trade war. Trade wars are good. I mean, if you can drop $200 or $300 billion and you could actually scare them into actually not stealing our intellectual property. I was watching Silicon Valley, and one of the storylines, and I don't want to ruin it, was that the guy left with actually a clone of some of the software systems to try to set up a new version of their company that was in this house. In China. I mean, the Chinese are doing it all the time. They don't care if it's illegal or unethical or whatever. They're just going to steal and get away with it. It's over. It's over, China. Game over. We're going to have cybernetic thing. We're going to be expelling a lot of Chinese that are actually here just stealing technology and just going back to China. I mean, I don't mind win-win, but it's not fair to have a system where they think they can just take over the world by stealing everything and taking it over to China.
Right.
And the game's over. Done. You got Trump in now. When I saw the incompetence, I was watching Dr. Peter Fry, talking about the hardening of the power grid. It only cost $2 billion to harden against EMP, coronal mass ejections, and, you know, superstorms or whatever, including falling tree limbs that have knocked out power for months. If we had a hardened power grid in Puerto Rico, it wouldn't cost us a fortune. And again, they're packed back by the entire, you know, mint of the United States and the U.S. government to pay for fixing Puerto Rico. If they had hurt the power grid, $2 billion, it wouldn't matter if they explode a satellite over America. Well, the same thing financially. If you're not into carrot bars now and getting yourself into the coins and getting away from the regular currencies, you're going to get slaughtered in the next few years. There's a program called 2025 where the government of the world, through their proxies, want to use carbon credits and so on. They want to destroy our economy. They want to steal our minds. They want to eventually hack into your cortex with 5G networks and these newer smarter and smarter phones where we don't even have to have a computer screen, it'll be on your cortex. If you think I'm making this up, you're an idiot. And I'll debate you, and I'll tell you, you're going to lose the debate, and you're going to cry when you finish debating me, because the fact is, this ugly, crazy stuff is actually happening. As bizarre as it sounds, it is going on, isn't it?
Yes, and I tell you, the thing that's really fascinating, too, is if you want to be in a position to be able to continue to transact business with gold, but without physically having to mail gold, but doing it through a platform called a Carat Pay system, that's what Carat Bars is setting up.
That system, by the way, is the best and only system in the world that does this, which means there's no competitors. You actually have physical gold you can take possession of. You can transfer ownership at millions of microbanks or in somebody's, you know, underneath their dresser scale, and they can still transfer the gold or from a bank in Stuttgart, Germany. This is a phenomenal system. This completely blows away the banks and the governments of the world manipulating the value of currency to actually buy and sell around the world. And it completely bypasses the SWIFT system and system that China said is a clone of the SWIFT system. It means all the countries of the world and the big bankers, they're dead in the water, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, so in effect what you have is a system that allows you to transfer gold securely, privately, decentralized, peer-to-peer, and you're in control. So
wow.
That's, pretty interesting deal.
Being in the driver's seat is pretty cool, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And by the way, this is not socialism. They can't tax it. And if we need to have a non-prime number system encryption backbone to it, we can get it so that none of the intel agencies can hack in and get their information either. Amazing.
Yep.
Sign up now. Get involved. Save your money in carrot bars and carrot coins. You'll like it. Welcome back, and we have Bob Vineyard here talking about Pure Water Systems. Bob, I hear a lot of competitors try to say that they have a water system that's reasonable, whether it's a gravity system or some other technology. They're liars. The fact is, as an environmental doctor, you can't remove the toxins unless you put it through a number of different phases, a linear charcoal system, the best RO membrane, and an ion exchange resin. Otherwise, you're going to get radiotoxins, toxic chemicals, and we call endocrine disruptors, and you're going to get lots of nastiness. Then if the water is so clean, you have to add back in 98 parts per million, calcium, magnesium to increase the pH to 10. The water molecules are so clean, they crawl over each other and form little handles like a little micro, you know, the ice cubes in your ice tray, like a little rock from Scotland, which makes, of course, the hardest granite on Earth, which is why it makes good rocks. The second hardest rock is actually where we're, our home is rebarred into blue granite here in North County, San Diego. These mountains in California, by the way, are the oldest mountains on the planet. When you have water through the Pure Water system, you have a countertop system, Bev 100, easy to exchange the filters, a Bev 300 system with a 5-gallon reserve tank. I have two of them. A Bev 200 system, which is we call the prepper system. You can drop them. A line literally into a puddle and make it cleaner than distilled water. And the Bev 500 system, which is basically the auto flush, and the whole home system. These are all fantastically easy. The filters are cheap to replace. The systems are fantastic. And you save 10% if you go through our link, or if you call the number going through the link to Pure Water Systems, you save 10% by using the code NutriMed. Or going through a link on our website under the shop by products going down to Pure Water Systems. Tell us why your technology, which is made to make what we call reagent grade clean distilled water, cleaner than distilled water for laboratories, why humans should not be drinking water from any other system at all, period. Whether it's Culligan or some system that's flogged all over the place, it's the best in the world, gravity system. These people are liars, aren't they?
Well, hi, Dr. Bill. Thanks for having me. Yeah, you know, I mean, why would you want to buy a water filter that doesn't get out all the contaminants? I mean, that just doesn't make any sense. And there is no other product on the market, unless you're looking at a laboratory system, or maybe, even the best distillers have weaknesses. You know, so there's no other system unless it's a laboratory system. And guess what? That's what our systems are. They're basically the exact same system. In fact, in many cases, I sell my BEV 300 and 500 systems to laboratories that are looking for type 2 water. You know, now type 3 water is ultra pure water. That takes a little bit more doing, only because what has to happen in a system like that is you need to recirculate the water continuously through the filters so that it keeps at the extreme high level, because when it's that pure, man, as soon as it touches air or anything else, it starts to absorb contaminants. And so, you know, extremely ultra pure water has to be a little more sophisticated. But if you make one step down from that, type 2 water, which is typical for most laboratory applications, only in the cases when they're doing research or when they're doing using the water in a gas chromatograph to measure other water. But if they're using it for basic laboratory purposes, type 2 water, which is bacteria, cyst, and virus-free, so it's got to be 100% sterile, and it's got to meet, you know, type 2 water standards. Now, there's no other system out there that somebody's going to be able to go buy for their home that's going to meet this standard all day, every day, day in and day out, and protect you from whatever contaminants show up in the water. And, you know, the new thing is these PFOAs and, there's contaminants out there now that they're starting to regulate in parts per trillion. And most water filters are not designed to deal with these contaminants in any way. They just aren't set up for that. Most water systems are still using technology that's 20, 30 years old. Only the pure water systems, but when we combine the technologies that we do, granular activated carbon to remove organic contaminants, reverse osmosis to get rid of the most of, not all, but most of the inorganic contaminants, the salts of the earth, as it were, the heavy metals and mineral salts, and then, you know, the deionization to get rid of all the things that the reverse osmosis doesn't get rid of. And then we add membrane filtration to remove bacteria, cyst, and virus, so our systems will always let you be safe. If your community issues a boil water alert because some knucklehead crisscrossed the pipes when they're working on the utility lines, or because you had a flood, or springtime runoff in many communities in the USA causes all kinds of flooding, or if you live out in an area where there's groundwater contaminant from agricultural runoff, you know, only the pure water system is going to protect you from all those different kinds of contaminants. Anything else is going to leave you vulnerable to one thing or the other. And our solution is, let's make it so that you solve the problems. You're going to spend your money on a water filter. Do the job. Get the job done. It doesn't make any sense to leave yourself vulnerable. And only the pure water systems, through the combination of technologies that we offer, are capable of providing absolutely pure water. Protect yourself, protect your family, drink pure water, detoxify your body, give yourself the real health benefit of pure water, is the detoxification. I mean, it's great to get rid of contaminants. That's essential. You don't want to put more contaminants in your body. But the key thing is, now that you've done that, then drink water that's really, really pure, because it helps you detox and get rid of the rest of the contaminants that your body's constantly processing and trying to get rid of.
What's amazing to me is that people look to law non-experts that are marketing gurus that say, blather in plain-faced lies and tell them to keep drinking the water, that they take out all the fluoride, chloride, bromine, radiotoxins, endocrine disruptors and so on, and they don't. And the problem is, there's a problem. Like in Germany, I just saw a report here that Germany's going to get rid of glyphosates in all of their private gardens and their public places where they grow food and so on. They're catching on. That's why, for example, you can't buy a baguette in Paris that's been sprayed with glyphosates, because it's toxic. I have people that are gluten sensitive, and they have baguettes and pasta and so on from Europe. They don't have a reaction. It's because of all the crap we're putting in our food supply, including our water supply. Fluoride, bromide, and all the other toxins. And now they're actually taking what we call gray water and recycling it into the regular water supply. And they say they're putting it through a filtration system that takes out the toxins. It's a pile of crap. In fact, I had a recent call from a person in Carlsbad, California, where they have this giant plant to take seawater. The seawater is actually contaminated with Fukushima Daiichi. Putting it through an RO membrane alone, especially an inferior one, is not sufficient, is it? And they're putting it on the food crops, and they're having people drink it, thinking, this is fine. It's not fine. You're an idiot. The problem is, the liar's telling you this is fine, and they're only looking at regulating 35 or 45 substances out of 10,870 new per day added to the biosphere. And they're lying to you that they're telling you a regulatory statement that's okay to lawyers, but lawyers aren't real people. Lawyers are liars. That's why it's so similar to liar. Because they're going to lie to you that the regulatory status is equivalent to reality. It's not.
So it's really crazy. They take this wastewater to toilet to tap, as you say, and they say, oh, well, we're not going to actually have you drink it. We're going to spray it on the crops. So we're going to have you eat it instead. I mean,
well, they're putting it in the water too. They up in Orange County, they bubble it up 8 miles up the road, over a little spring to kind of go over the rocks, and then without even modifying it dramatically, they actually put it into the general water stream. Thinking, well, it looks clean and clear. But if you actually did a high-pressure chromatography or a nuclear spectroscopy, you'll say, oh, my God, look at all these things at parts per million or billion or higher. I call scamtastic. See you there. We'll be right back with more on why you need a pure water system. Welcome back. So, Bob, what I want people to understand is that if you have bad sources, that's why I refer to the internet as the sewer net. And most of the people are marketing on alternative nutraceuticals, water systems, whatever. They don't have a clue. They're clueless and dangerous to the public, just like a lot of the doctors. I had an interesting discussion with a doctor this morning, and he was quoting stuff like, you got to avoid meat and you should lower your VLDL cholesterol. I said, I'm a biochemist before I went into medicine. And I said, I'm a scientist first. And I can tell you the doctors don't know science. If you lower your VLDL cholesterol, it's like a chemical castration. So you want to take a cholesterol-lowering agent, just like if you drink bad water, you wonder why you got heart disease or dementia or some autoimmune disease. It's not surprising. If you have glyphosate-laced toxins in your water and on your food, or if you take gray water and spray your veggies, and you think they're organic, you're an idiot. Yeah, say they're organic, which is, you know, pretty ridiculous. It's organic, all right. It's made organic material from earth, which includes toxins. But the problem is that the public, by and large, are dangerously stupid. And they honestly will believe something on the internet if it's flashy or they hear somebody they want to support, and they'll buy their nutraceuticals and water systems, when in fact, they're useless, they're dangerous, and they don't work. I always tell people, measure twice, cut once. If you want to find out if there's toxins in your water, measure it. If you want to find out if your hormone levels are normal, we'll do blood tests, urine tests, scalar tests like our QRMA and metaphyseal scan, confirmatory imaging, and other studies. What people should understand is that regular doctors don't even have enough training to understand fully the biochemistry of even basic tests they do. So when you look at water, water is the first and most basic thing. You cook with it, you wash with it, you drink it, you bathe in it. I mean, you better have clean water or you're going to get sick. In fact, one of the things, we talked about this with a couple of days ago, with the interview on Life, Liberty, and Levine. And he had on Dr. Peter Pry, Peter Pry, P-R-Y, and he talked about this. He's on the commission for hardening the power grid against EMP and solar coronal mass ejections and nuclear attacks, and against just superstorms. And hardening us also against biological weapons and other things. We could harden our country so that we wouldn't be vulnerable, but you have to harden your body by drinking clean water. Don't expect to be healthy if you don't drink water that's actually pristinely clean, cleaner than mountain water. People think mountain water is clean. It isn't. It's got Giardia lamblia in it and parasites and bugs and maybe toxins or heavy metals from the stream itself. Tell us about that, because when you created this machine, it's actually a machine designed for lab work, isn't it?
Well, you know, the thing that people don't recognize is that, these systems that people, I call them the unscrupulous profiteers. They're out there everywhere. They'll tell you anything. They'll lie to you. I mean, I'm amazed. I've been in the water business now since 1984, and I've watched so many scams come and go and so many false tales come and go. And it's just like now the whole, for the last decade, it was the big, your water needs to be alkaline. Now I'm getting people telling me and sending out emails and sending out news reports that says, hey, your water needs to have an abundance of protons. Well, an abundance of protons means the water's going to be acidic. So it can't be good for you if, you can't have some people telling you, oh, acid water is good for you. Other people are telling you alkaline water is good for you. No, you know what's good for you? pure water, just H2O. And if it's really, really pure, then the pH is going to be close to 7 anyway. It can't deviate if it's really, really pure, because the whole theory of pH is designed on what? Water. Because I won't get into the details, because like you, Dr. Bill, I'm fundamentally a scientist, and I've got my training, a lot of chemistry, and I get crazed at the people who get off on these tangents of alkaline, acid, blah, 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 and they can't tell you the basics. I mean,
well, they don't know their basic chemistry. They can't even tell you basic chemistry. They couldn't pass a first-level university course in chemistry, yet they're out there marketing their flim-flam systems. It's amazing.
They can't tell you the difference between a strong acid and a weak acid, a strong base and a weak base. They look at you with their eyes start to roll back in their head when you ask them real questions like, oh, so you say your alkaline water, this thing should have alkaline water, pH 10. How many parts per million is optimal? What? They don't know how to answer that. And you can't tell them one without telling them the other. Otherwise, you're not telling them anything. You're just using techno babble. And it just makes me crazy, because I've been doing this for so long, and I've watched the crazes come and go. And I know that in the long run, it's always the same thing. Pure water, the absence of contaminants, supersedes any potential benefit of pH. It is absolutely cute. It doesn't matter if you have alkaline water, pH 10, if it's got arsenic in it. What the hell good is that? That doesn't do your body any benefit. In fact, it drives the toxins deeper into the cells at a higher rate. And so, you know, people, they just, just pure water. Just good old pure water. The problem is, it's hard to make really pure water. And so you've got to do it with a combination of technologies. We've been doing this since 1984, when he first did reverse osmosis, when it first started to come out. We had the best systems out there. In fact, I did lab research at Texas Tech, and I totally blew my professor away, because he's like, oh, I didn't know reverse osmosis had reached this incredibly high levels of effectiveness. And so then we found out, oh, guess what? But RO has weaknesses. Not very good at nitrates and nitrites, boron and borates. Fluoride has a different rejection rate than most other chemicals. There's different things that RO is good at. There's things that it's not good at. So we had to add another type of technology, and that's deionization. Deionization gets rid of all those molecules that reverse osmosis fails to remove. And instead, what it does is it puts either a hydrogen ion or an OH ion into the water. Well, H and OH makes H2O, so that can't be bad for you. So the only thing we ever add to the water is the components of water. And you know, this is the same as any ultra-pure system, laboratory system. In fact, we have systems in laboratories all over the Northwest, and because they trust us, they rely on us to deliver all day, every day, high-quality water for their lab techs, for their workbenches, for all the different applications that they use it. And, you know, so our home systems are basically just scaled-down versions of our commercial systems. And there's nothing more effective out there. So, you know, do yourself and your family a favor. Solve the problem once and for all. Put the cornerstone of a healthy, the absolute cornerstone of a healthy lifestyle has got to be drinking pure water, because there's nothing that we consume more of next to air than water. So drink pure water, and then that'll help get rid of the toxins that you get from the air, because you can't totally filter the air everywhere. Step outside, you're screwed. You can't filter that stuff unless you wear a mask all day, every day. Good luck with that. But
right.
Drink pure water, which will help filter out that stuff. And so, and help your body detox. So, you know, do yourself a favor. Go on Dr. Bill's website, or come to our site. Use the promo code NutriMed, NutriMed, and you'll save 10% and get the best water purification systems. And I tell you, people, you got to check out the new BEV500. It is so cool, because your only interaction with the BEV500 is once a year you change filters. Other than that, you go to your faucet, you open it up, you get pure water every time. You never have to worry about it. You don't have to reach under the sink and manually flush the system anymore. It's all built in. couple of very sophisticated German stainless steel solenoids, best absolute components that we could find anywhere on the planet, and you know, bomb proof, little circuit board, does the flush for you every time it starts up. We've solved problems with the BE-500 that most reverse osmosis companies don't even know is part of their system. They're not even aware of some of the problems that we solved with the BEV-500. There's nothing like it. Best system available. Save 10% by going to Dr. Deagle's site and do yourself and your family a real favor.
If you don't want somebody to look over their glasses and give you bad news 1, 2, 5 years from now, drink clean water today. Stay away from the toxins that are going to kill you or make your life miserable or wish you were dead, considering what they'll tell you. Pure water to drink, to grow veggies on in your garden, to bathe with, to clean your clothes. You need to have pure water to have a pure life. How's that?
There you go.
Pure living with pure water. How's that? The waters of life. Thank you, Bob. Amazing. Stay right there. We'll get your ebook. Back in a moment, we are going to have John W. Spring, the latest with preparation for President Trump and North Korea and much more.
A tool love. NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.